Welcome, students. This is the Motion Podcast. We will be doing these podcasts mainly to recap what we talked about on Sunday night, but also digging into the Word while you're at study hall, while you're doing star class, or while maybe you're just about to hit the hay and you've got some headphones in listening to the podcast. Well, we want to do this, and the reason we want to do this is so we can bring the Word to you tangibly. On a podcast, you can quickly listen to it. These are going to be short tidbits about what Scripture means to us. I'm always going to be asking a pastor or a director here at Stones to join me in these podcasts to help flesh out the ideas of Scripture. We want you to understand Scripture because we believe that's the main way that the Lord speaks to us. We understand that the past 4 or 5 weeks we've been sitting in Romans. And so join with me today is Pastor Mitch Green, who is going to be helping us understand and explain Romans 8, verse 9 through 11. So if you're listening to this podcast, feel free to open up to that scripture. Feel free to dive into the Word. If you're sitting in study hall, get out your Bible app or get out your actual Bible. Get out a notepad and be helping yourself understand what this scripture is saying to you. We don't do this because we want to hear ourselves talk. We do this because we really think that if we bring the gospel to light, we will know and be able to follow after Jesus' teachings easier. And not just easier, but it's worth it. It's worth it to dig deep into the gospel. It's worth it to open up scripture and wrestle with it because it's all about the sanctification process, as growing into what Christ has for us. So Mitch, thanks for joining.
Oh, that's where I'm supposed to talk. All right, yeah. No, this is fun. I think this is an awesome idea. I hope that you guys as students experience a little bit of encouragement from this. I am a huge podcaster. I love listening to podcasts. I love, you know, if I'm cutting the grass or if I'm going for a run, which is rare, so it's more like cutting the grass. I love to just hear a little bit and spend some time, you know, when I'm not listening to music, just listen to, you know, different preachers and different teachers. And so I think this is an awesome idea that I heard some of you guys had, right, Luke? This wasn't even really like...
Absolutely.
Like your idea. So yeah, so I'm pumped to do this. So are we ready to jump in?
Yeah. So we,
all right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. So feel free, once, like I said, kind of to get in the weekly rhythms of this podcast, as we say, okay, we're going to open up to Romans 9, or Romans 8, 9 through 11, feel free to do that as well. Romans 8, 9 through 11, I apologize. This is what it says. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. Verse 10. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So first, Mitch, unpack this passage for us very quickly. And this past weekend at Motion, we had worship by the fire, but mainly we talked about our story. What's our story? And my story was one of experiencing freedom for the very first time. Freedom from being, you know, in chains to my own understanding of Scripture, in chained in my own judgment of other people. And when I experienced that freedom in Christ, really for the first time, I felt like I stepped in to what God had for me around my freshman year of high school. So what's your story? How does that play out in your life? How does the freedom of Christ... Is it an everyday thing that helps you understand it? Was it a one-time moment where you really experienced the freedom? What's that experience been like for you?
I would say I think it's more of a constant. God's constantly revealing himself to me more and more. And so one of the things I love about this passage, Paul's really laying out this picture where, so in Romans, Paul's writing to a group of Christians in Rome, and he says, however, you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. And if, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells within you. And so I think early on, I felt like faith and church and salvation and youth group was all about, I got to do all these things. And the more right things I do, the more in God's good standing I am. And so I constantly try to do the right things. And if I wasn't doing the right things, whatever it was, I would try to keep those hidden. So at least, even though I knew God knew them, it was like nobody else knew. So they would, I would appear to be a better Christian to them. But I think as I grew in my faith and I learned more about the scripture and God continued to reveal himself to me more and more, I began to understand that my standing in Christ is one, is nothing that I've done on my own. It's all by, done by the grace of God. But secondly, it's a foundation that I can't shake. Like, I can't do anything to make God love me anymore, and I can't do anything to make God love me any less. My standing in him is solid. And I think that's, I mean, that is just drilled throughout this passage. I mean, it's all about the Spirit of Christ dwelling within you. And if he doesn't, there's a different picture there. And so I think that's where the freedom began. Once I started to realize that my true identity was not founded on anything that I am, not my good, not my bad. And a lot of times I just tried to make it seem like the good was who I was and the bad was not. But the fact is that our true identity is really founded in Christ and Christ alone. And so understanding that constantly through failure, time and time again, over and over and over and over again, still learning, has brought me to a point where I experience more freedom in life. I'm more at peace. I'm more kind of at home once I understand the earth is not really my home. You know. So.
Yeah. So I think something with through this Romans series that we've been doing called Sin Condition, Grace Given is understanding sin and understanding grace, but. In grace, we experience freedom, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think something that's been kind of and can continuously be hard for our students to understand, even for me to understand, is this dichotomy, this arena of understanding, how do I experience freedom in Christ? Where I live, which we've been talking about the last couple weeks, status forward, my status in Christ, and then I live for that. I live because of that, excuse me, not for that. So I live because of God's love and because of God's grace, not to gain it, but because I have it. Because it was a free gift that was given to me, and Romans spells that out. And I think that's freedom. I think the question that's really hard to wrestle with is, okay, what now? Is it okay to just rest in the truth of the scripture that we are heirs of Christ? We are sons and daughters of Christ. So we don't do anything to earn God's grace. But what is our response post understanding that we do live status forward? And what is our action next? Because this action word is what, you know, kind of flares up as a red flag when we talk about grace, because we don't have to work for it. But there is still a sanctification process going on in Scripture.
Yeah, I like to use this example. This is really helpful for me. But and a lot of this draws upon what Paul's writing in his letter to the church in Ephesus. But, growing up as a green, and you guys know this, all of you, you're part of a family. And there are things that people do, there are things that you just don't do in your family that may be okay for someone else's family. For me, the example that it was always the most obvious was we were a family that we did not say, if we were talking about our rear ends, the word we used was booty. And that was what we had to say. And so if we were ever to say butt or, you know, anything else, it was like, you didn't do that. Like, that was something we didn't do as a green. Now, if I'm at school and, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, that kid got knocked on his butt. Am I any less of a green at that moment than I was when I'm saying booty? Absolutely not. I'm still a green. That's still a part of my identity. That's part of my family heritage. That's a part of who I am. And so in the same way, it's like these things that we do, they don't make you any less of the family identity of being within Christ. Our wrong actions or our right actions, that's something that's inherently already ours. So we just have to live that out. And where there's freedom is even from such a simple understanding with a word like this. Sorry to draw out a really long analogy. But I, in the freedom of saying that, my mom was trying to already in a young age instill in me this just not having a foul tongue. Mm-hmm. And so there was more freedom in that living out that identity. And I think that's the same way it is with the people of God. And so, you know, when Yahweh, when God establishes the law in the Old Testament, We like to see that as like a list of rules, but actually what's happening is God is being very loving. He's actually coming down, and it would have been unheard of for a pagan god, a false god of the day, to tell people what he actually wanted. Mm-hmm. And so God is prescribing, he's saying to the people, he's saying to the Israelites, that this is how I want to be worshipped, this is how I'm supposed to live, how you're supposed to live if you want to follow me, i.e., if you want to be part of the identity of the people of God, these are the things that you do. Yeah. Now, in those things, we learned today that many of them had health benefits, many of them were for their better, and they didn't even know that. Many of them kept civil peace. I mean, over and over and over again, those things actually tended to be beneficial. But if they fell outside of those things, well, in our standing in Christ, it's like there's no... It doesn't make us any less.
Yeah.
It just means we're not living up to the identity that's been placed on us.
Yes.
So again, it's right in the middle of Ephesians, you know, where Paul says, "Live a life worthy of which you were called." And what Paul is saying there is that we need to live up to the identity that's been given to us, not do more things so that God loves you. He's saying, do what you've been called because that's where the freedom is. So I hope that answers your question
a little more. One of my favorite theologians says, now that you are, live.
Mm-hmm.
He says, now that you are, go and live.
And look, I think that's awesome because that's the biggest, that's the point of this passage. Over and over and over again, we see Paul say, he says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He continues on and he just uses this phrase of if. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If, in fact, and so Paul continues to keep drawing on this, if the spirit dwells in you, then this is where the freedom's at, and this is how you live. So the picture that he's giving here is that if there are people who do have the spirit of God that dwells in them, and there are people who don't, then they're not going to be able to find the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point that you're alluding to with this quote, is that when the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you can find eternal peace.
Exactly.
So for two things. For us, that says, okay, like, I know that the Spirit of God dwells in me, so therefore I need to turn to God, you know, with this. This also means when we see people that are living in the midst of chaos, that are wrestling with identity, that they can't find clarity, that they're struggling, they're making wrong decisions, well, we go, well, they dwell in the flesh, the Spirit of God doesn't dwell in them.
Yeah.
And so we can't have the same expectations. We can't look at their decision-making and say, this is how we make decisions. We have to continue to go back to, we make decisions based off of the Spirit of God dwelling within us. So, I mean, Paul just does such a good job of laying out there for us how you achieve freedom, and it's really freedom's not found in anything but Christ.
Yeah,
so.
Mitch, before we pray for our students in closing, one of the coolest things you talk about an experience from your mom kind of guarding you from a foul tongue. One of the coolest things I've ever experienced in terms of one of my parents doing something faithful was I'll never forget. We're just heading out the door from after a basketball game, and my mom is just talking to this lady that I knew, and she was crying, and the lady just kept saying, "I wish I could be at peace. I wish I could get freedom from this. Mm-hmm. I wish I could be at peace. I wish I could have freedom from this." And my mom looked back at her and says, "That is possible."
Yeah.
She said, "You can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own. But the fact that we put our hope and our trust in Christ gives us freedom." The scripture says in the New Testament, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit empowers us to do things. That's kind of like the arena we live in. Now that we have the Spirit, we are heirs of Christ. And because we have the Spirit enables us to do things for the Lord. Not because we were trying to get the Spirit. We already have the Spirit. But because we have it, because we have that inheritance of Christ, because we're sons and daughters, we can now live out that calling. We can now live out that understanding of freedom in Christ.
Yeah, and I think that's what we have to hold on to as believers. I mean, that'd be my encouragement for you as students this week, is that rest in the fact that your identity is already founded in Christ, that the price has already been paid for, that you're already a part of the family of Jesus. And for those of you who you don't know what that means or you don't know what that is, I'd encourage you. It's like text Luke, you know, text one of us and let's chat about what that looks like. And then don't you know, think it's your job to be the one who is going to seek justice on the behalf of God to all the other people. Understand and have compassion on them. As Jesus says, you know, I saw them wandering like sheep without a shepherd, so I had compassion on them. That, i.e., the Spirit of God is not dwelling within them. And so you want that for them. So that's, I mean, that's what Paul's getting at in this passage. It's a heavy one, but it's literally probably one of the best chapters in all the Bible. Yeah. So,
and that's why I think we wanted to sit here for the very first Motion podcast, because students, we just want you to find this, you know, this understanding of God is freeing. This understanding of your status in Christ is freeing. And so, Mitch, would you do the honor of praying over our students as they're sitting at school, as they're sitting in their bedroom listening to this, or they're just dissecting the Word at a coffee shop, wherever they may be? Would you pray for our students?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Father God, Lord, we just praise you, God. We just thank you that in our frailty and our weakness, in our flesh, Lord, you made a way. You paid a price for us. You bought us. We are a part of your family, Lord. Not by anything we've done, and God, I just thank you for a gift that is. I just know, I think back to my time in high school, and I could not have done it without you paying the price for me, Lord. And so I pray for the students that are in the midst of just wrestling with identity, with struggle, trying to figure out who they are. And Lord, we pray that you encourage them in who you say they are. And so, Father, we pray for that. God, and give us your eyes, give us your ears for the people around us. Help us be a youth ministry that's encouraging just everyone we interact with. Let them know there's something different about us, Lord. So we thank you. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, students, so we are going to be trying to record one of these one per week and get them in your hands any way you have possible. So if it's the iTunes app, if it's Spotify, if it's
it's going to be on anything. I mean, you can literally Google it. You can. Yep. You should be able to find this podcast. What's the name you're going with, Luke?
Just the Motion Student Podcast.
Motion Student Podcast. Sounds good. So, Luke, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully, maybe I'll be featured again. Maybe not.
There we'll you see go. It, so. All right, you're loved.
All right, over and out. See you, students.